Hello dear listeners, James here on Thursday morning, March the 20th. Got to get my Dilbert calendar right. 24th, I think it is, yes. Apropos of utterly nothing, and this includes scooters, I'm afraid. I'm sitting at my desk, completely alone in the office, waiting for my coffee to brew and my computer to come out of hibernation. I was reflecting yesterday on something and I wanted to share it, and it was just too long for a tweet. What I wanted to tell you about was that last night I was brushing my teeth, and I think Beth must have got a special offer on those special toothbrushes with a little motor inside that wobbles the toothbrush up and down to give you that extra amount of teeth brushage. Now, as time goes on, the battery runs out, and I can't find any kind of statistic and analysis that says how long you get before the battery runs out, because sometimes it seems to have lasted months and sometimes it's just lasted like a matter of 6 or 8 weeks. Well, no, probably even less than that. So, but that doesn't matter how often I brush my teeth, because I still brush my teeth the same amount of time every day. But what I did notice is that the battery is now run out, but every now and then, with a little bit of hope, I switch the button on and it just gives me a little bit of and then stops. Because it can't be too bad. And that got me to thinking that actually, you know, bog standard batteries, when they run out, if you leave them for a little while, they get a little bit more electricity in them. You kind of wonder, where does that electricity come from? Now, I'm no chemical expert, but what I think it is that there are little men about the size of John Holmes who go rummaging around inside the battery to see if they can find some extra electricity. And when you're not using it, they just sort of get bits out of cupboards and then stick it at the positive end of the battery. And so when you use it, you press the little button, off it goes, off the electricity goes, and then it goes again. They go, oh no, run out of electricity again. And they have to go and get some more. Which is why, of course, television remote control batteries last so long. Because even when the batteries are pretty much flat, you press the button, and that last little bit of juice has just enough to change the channel to Sky One, or whatever it is you fancy watching. I haven't really worked out about the whole rubbing the battery in your hands thing, unless of course what you're doing there is you're warming up the men or making them dizzy so they run around and look in cupboards they haven't already looked in. But I think I might write my PhD thesis on this, and if I publish it, I'll make sure that you guys know, and you can read it in Nature magazine or that one about science. And with that, I'm going to unlock my computer and pour myself some coffee and get on with some work. Thank you for listening, if you have been, and have a nice day, if you are.